This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show everybody. Oh, that was a blast from the past. Politics. And it's interesting. That was a long game. You could hear in the background Sarah Palin and Joe Biden. It was a debate, a vice presidential debate. But that seems like a billion light years away, doesn't it? We're coming up to the midterm elections. And the midterm elections will be here before you know, because we're almost into October. I just thought I would remind you. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on these airwaves. I hope wherever you hail from, you are safe, sound, and things are going okay. Get a lot of emails where people are telling me they're frustrated with the cost of feeding their family, that they're worried about the winter and the heating oil. Of course, the prices are going to go up. We already know that. And a lot of things that are happening that are frustrating many, many, many of you. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday rolled out an agenda that he says the House GOP would follow should it take control of the chamber after the midterms, feeling optimistic. He called it Commitment to America. He says it's the most concrete attempt to outline a policy agenda to try to persuade voters ahead of November's races. He didn't say persuade them, but ahead of November's races, because it's not guaranteed that the House will flip. The blueprint contains four goals: creating an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, a government that's accountable. So there was a video that he put out and talked about the country's struggles, and argued that the proposal would fix inflation, lower crime, and, you know, a lot of things in between. And that Republicans believe that there's things that can be done to definitely attacked high inflation. And, of course, at the beginning of the week, it was about the interest rate going up, which means it'll cost more to borrow money, if you can even borrow it, and what will it cost you for your credit cards? You know, what will it ultimately cost you? I'll tell you what, it costs you jail time when you punch a flight attendant. It makes no sense to me, but a man was arrested after allegedly punching a flight attendant during a flight from Mexico to Los Angeles. And, of course, it was caught on video. According to an FBI agent's affidavit, shortly after takeoff, what happened is a man grabbed a flight attendant by the shoulders and asked for coffee, and he was told to wait. And when he got impatient, right, and his name is Crew Lee from Westminster, California, which, by the way, if he's convicted, he could get 20 years in prison. He moved from the back of the plane to an open seat near the first class cabin. The male, oh, this is just so classic. The male flight attendant asked him to return to his assigned seat and not in first class. Instead, he stood in a two-fisted kind of fighting stance, swung an arm at the crew member, but missed. He missed. That's what happened. And so then he was on his way to report the incident to the pilot. He was smashed in the back of the head. As a result, passengers, because that's what happens now, right? Are you prepared to do what it takes? They apprehended him, cuffed his hands and legs with restraints that a different flight attendant had. The injured flight attendant, who had an ice bag on his head, was taken to the hospital. So this prompts the president of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the union that represents that group, to say that the passenger had shown dangerous, life-threatening behavior, had done that, and that the crew and passengers subdued the passenger and the flight landed safely, thank goodness, but the violent behavior puts the safety of all passengers and crew in jeopardy and has to stop. No kidding. No kidding. I mean, he's going to be banned from American for life, and who knows if he's going to do, he's probably going to do some kind of time, because he didn't get immediately what he wanted. Remember the guy who punched a Southwest flight attendant, knocked out some of her teeth on that plane in California. Or the woman, rather. She was sentenced to 15 months in prison. Is it worth it? 15 months in prison, not to mention whatever else is destroyed in your life. Why? Because you freak out because of something stupid that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, this is scary. Fiona's not done. Fiona is going to slam into Canada, and they say it's going to be the worst storm that they've ever seen, the strongest one. It's going to be like Sandy was in the Northeast. And you remember how bad Sandy was. 24 states were hit on that eastern seaboard, and there was almost $8 billion in damages. So it could be the worst that they have seen because you've got hurricane, winter storm characteristics. So it's just nasty, and it looks nasty. Really, really, really nasty. If you get 70-mile-an-hour winds, then you have the tropical storm force winds, so that could go in some regions 200 miles an hour. So by the time it hits Canada, it's not just going to peter out. It's going to happen this weekend. You look at the path, it would be miraculous for it to turn in a different direction. But all they can do is brace, get away, do whatever they have to do. Because you just try to get out of its way. I mean, there's nothing else you can do. Try to get away from it. You see what happened in Puerto Rico. They're still struggling, of course, with the flood waters that receded, with now more rebuilding issues. And the number one thing is electricity, electricity, electricity. Comes at a very big premium there. Seriously. So it's bat in the hatches for now. It's not going to be solved overnight. Not going to be solved overnight. There's just no way. I mean, absolutely no way that's going to happen. All right, Putin said there's no way that the crisis that they're having with some of their soldiers is just going to be forgotten, and he's going to back out of the Ukraine. In fact, over 300,000 "I didn't volunteer for this" kind of guys were pretty much told, "You have to serve because we need your bodies. You have to serve, and if you don't, you lose your citizenship, and so does your family. So you got to suck it up and you got to do it." And they're not liking it, but they're doing it. This military mobilization, because there aren't enough troops. So if they're going to keep the war on Ukraine going, then he has to do that. He feels like it. And then of course there's the threats that are blowing in the wind about nukes, which makes lots of people nervous. Lots of people nervous. There have been some anti-mobilization protests in cities and towns across Russia. That happened on Wednesday. 1,300 people were actually arrested. So that's unusual, right? The public is starting to push back against Putin and his war. The Kremlin says, "Don't you dare. We are cracking down on dissidents. Don't you dare." We'll see where all of this ends up. Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
For me to do the cheap movie review again, let me set this up. Where are we when it comes to movies? Well, I think you know this. If you ever get asked this question, what do you think? What movie? This is a great question. What movie do you think has made the most money of all time of any movie? Any movie. Just think of movies in your head. And what movie do you think it would be? I'll give you a hint. James Cameron. Not Titanic. Avatar, $2.8 billion. It's supposedly the highest grossing film. But there's so many other things you have to take into account, especially these days. Home video, television income, all that. I mean, look at the whole streaming thing now. But for sure, Avatar crushed it. We know that. $2.8 billion. If you look at the current movies that are out, Top Gun Maverick, $1.4 billion, dot, 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 and more. Jurassic World, $1 billion. This is Jurassic World Dominion. $1 billion, over $1 billion. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That's, $952 million. Minions, The Rise of Gru, $913 million. The only one on that list I haven't seen, I didn't see Minions. I did not see Minions, but the first three I saw. Lots of people went crazy for Maverick. They still are if they're discovering it. And then there's a whole bunch of movies. You know, I could tell you what, like Jennifer Lopez, her movie. Remember, she had a movie out, Marry Me, and that's a mere $48,000 worldwide box office. Yikes. That just seems so low, doesn't it? 48,000? That seems off to me. Especially with so much of the attention that she gets, right? I think it's wrong, frankly. So that can't possibly be right. I've got the numbers on from some good sources, but I'm thinking that it just can't be right. I think it's 48 million is what I think it is. I think it's 48 million. So if I look at the worst ones, if I went to, and I have this great list, if I went to, let's say, I'm just going to randomly pick one. What if I looked at, The Duke? You probably don't even know what The Duke's about. That raked in worldwide 12 million, almost, 12 and a half million, but 12 million to be safe. I'm going to say that. And then you look at like Downton Abbey, A New Era, 92 million. But then you compare it to the couple that I mentioned at the top, right? And like Nope, I went to see Nope. I liked it. It was a Sahara scary movie, if you will. Jordan Peele did it. It's 21st on the list. And worldwide box office, 169 million and counting. So it's interesting. It's interesting just to look at where the movies are landing. And there is a movie that is coming out this weekend, and they've been hyping it up. Been seeing a lot of pieces about it, a lot of interviews being done by the cast. Nick Kroll is in it. Harry Styles is in it. Chris Pine is in it. Olivia Wilde is in it. I especially think Harry Styles attracts lots of people. I mean, he's a superstar. It has a young cast with some people who are a little bit older, and I think they'll be drawn in to it too. But anyway, here's what the movie sounds like, and then we're going to talk about it.
You and me.
Always. You and me.
Darling,
all of you wives.
With you all the time.
We men, we ask a lot.
Can't you see?
We ask for strength, food at home, a house clean,
with you all the time.
And discretion above all else.
Boys and their toys. At least we know they're getting work done.
Welcome to the Victory Project.
We're all here because we believe in the mission.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
That's right.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
The one thing they ask of us is to stay here. Where it's safe.
Do you even know what the Victory Project actually is? Have you ever asked?
Do you?
Please. What's actually happening?
Stupid, Alice.
What if this place is dangerous?
No. Jack, it's okay. I'm curious to hear where she's going with this.
I need you to listen to me. You're lying about everything.
We are not going backwards. We're pushing forward.
Everyone is acting like I'm crazy. And I'm not crazy.
Our life together. We could lose this.
Thank you.
just imagine what a life. Alice and Jack Chambers, young, happy, good-looking couple in the 50s. Seems like it's perfect in this town called Victory, which you heard there, created and paid for by the company which Jack works for. But curiosity killed the cat and maybe the wife because she wanted to know what her husband's work was. What is Victory Project? And it consumes Alice. So the utopian life falls apart. It is a star-studded cast, and there were a lot of people that made a big deal about Chris Pine in this because, of course, he plays one of the main roles, and Florence Pugh, that they were terrific in it. But it looks like it has potential. It looks like it's watchable. It looks like you could, I don't know, it looks like you could go and watch it and be mildly entertained. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I think that this is one that I might go and see. I'm curious. It's almost like a souped-up Stepford Wives. So it's rated R. It's drama, mystery, thriller, and it comes out this week. It's out right now. In some theaters, it's already out. And when you look at the other movies that are out there, this one looks pretty good to me. And there's some big movies, I think, that we're all anticipating. You know, when we look at what the holidays bring, some of your bigger movies that have been talked about, when we look at the possibility of the worldwide box office numbers and anticipating, Amsterdam is one that I think I would like. Another one is Bros. And I, of course, have not seen that or heard enough about it. But Amsterdam, I've heard a lot about. Christian Bale is in it, Chris Rock, Zoe Saldana, if you know actors, you know, Taylor Swift, you know the people in this. And I think Christian Bale is brilliant at making you believe that he's somebody else. So when we get closer, we will talk about Amsterdam because that actually really, really was on my list. It's on my list. And there are others also that are on my list. So far this year, I have to say Top Gun Maverick was my favorite movie. Buckle up, get ready, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, you're going to love our next guest and her partners with her as well. Carrie Schuster joins us, and she joins us from Australia, and she's written a book called How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. How many times do I hear that from people, that you're not listening to what I'm saying? He never listens, she never listens, they never listen, whatever it is, whoever your partner is. And geez, how key that is. So I was really excited to have Carrie on, because I talk about listening, and I think it dovetails into, she goes deep into other areas that I don't talk about, that I've talked about on stages. And I think it's quite powerful. I mean, I'm going to just go out there and say, of all the books that I've read in the last year, this is in my top 10, that you have to get this. You have to get this, because it's so frustrating to have a great partner, but see that it starts to fall apart. And all of it is because you keep walking down this path where you're not paying attention, or you're not looking for cues. And Carrie gives you great ways to do that, that's for sure. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to give a big shout out to Rodney Elson as well, because he's with us. Hi, Rodney.
How are you going?
Hi.
I love
thank
that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, that tells you something about this relationship. So, Carrie, why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to write this book?
I was often talking with clients and even people. I'm a designer dressmaker, and so people are always telling me their heart stories. And they often, this theme kept happening of, I can't get him to listen to me, or I can't get her to listen to me, or I can't get my kids to listen to me. How do I get them to listen to me? And as it just kept going on, I felt like I needed to write some sort of a tool book or something where there was just these simple dot points the people would go, oh, yeah, I could try that. Oh, yeah, I could try that. So I began writing something like a PDF download, and as I continued to write, it turned into a little bit more. It got a little bit bigger and probably a little bit bigger than actually a download. So I looked into the whole publishing side of things and had it published.
And what I like is you just tell us flat out how to get your partner to listen to you. So how do you get Rodney to listen to you?
I definitely look for timing. Timing is probably one of the biggest and greatest keys that I tend to really share with people. Though there's non-verbal and verbal cues, so you can actually hear from within when it's the right timing. And also logically, one of the key things is to, when your partner gets home from work, not to just launch into some intense conversation as soon as they walk in the door, or, you know, start throwing demands or whatever. It's about timing, like allowing them to have some breathing space for 10 minutes or half an hour, depending on the person, and, you know, allowing the and being patient, knowing that when you hear to say something, they'll be ready to hear. They'll be ready to give you all of who they are, because I've had some breathing space to settle back into this flow in the home from coming in from where they were out in the world. So timing is a very huge thing, and I very much look for that with Rodney. He has a lot going on with his work mentally. He's on the computer all day and talking with lots of people all the time. So I'm very mindful as to when it's the right timing to speak with him, because I want his full attention. So I'll always look for those cues, and when he's ready, I can see it and feel it.
Oh, that's such great advice. I think that is like 90% of what people don't do, and you certainly have seen it. And as you said, being a dressmaker, all that conversation, all the things that happened, and there was the necessity for it, and I think that drove you to write this, and you've said that. Rodney, for you, and both of you were in other relationships in your lives, what's been the hardest part for you to learn along your journey with Carrie?
Learning to listen, learning to stop what you think you need to be doing, or directing, having your own agenda, I guess, is probably more to the point. Coming into a conversation with your own agenda instead of finding out what the other person is really meaning and what they're trying to tell you. And that only comes about by listening. So it's sort of, if you can go in with no agenda and then you listen, everything unfolds. Then you actually see this, you start to see, the other person for what they need to say, which then makes you be able to look at how you can, come up with solutions, how you can help them with whatever they need to know. I think that's one of the keys is no agenda in a conversation.
Yeah, that's good too. That piggybacks on what Carrie was saying for sure. Carrie, what do you hope people take away from reading the book overall? So they read the book and they get all these, I call them really solid tips. It's more than tips, but the philosophy, the examples, that whole kind of thing. What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
To begin to really listen to themselves, to notice those cues that are going on inside of them and hear them for what they really are. And be able to allow their life and their love to flow out from there. Because often we're focusing on the partner to fill us up, to deal with stuff and to, you know, look at me, instead of realizing that they're our mirrors. They were drawn to us because there were qualities in them that are in us, but we haven't noticed them in us, but we've certainly noticed them in them. So, and I believe that we have people in front of us who are mirroring, you know, good and bad, but mirroring so that we can recognize, okay, that's what not to do and that's what to do. And So alongside of that is to, alongside of what Rodney said as well, is when people are talking with one another, we're very easy to bring the history, the past. So it's like this big wardrobe just brought in and sits right in between you. So, oh, he's going to think this, or she's going to say that, or they're going to do this. And you've got this expectation over the conversation that hasn't hardly even happened yet because of previous things. Instead of just being present, be present right here, right now. You're in front of me. I'm looking at you. I'm giving you my full attention. You're giving me all your full attention. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear from your heart. I want to hear, I want to see your face. I want to look at you, not your phone. I want to see these aspects about who you are and really hear what you're trying to say to me. Even if you can't even properly express it between you, if you're both listening, you can actually thrash it out together. One of the things that I said in my book, which was really key too, was when Rodney and I first met, because he'd been so hurt, he really shut down in his emotional being. And when we used to have, we'd have massive long conversations on the phone on a daily basis, and I would say to him, oh, so how did you feel about that? Oh, I don't know. And I said, oh, well, did you feel butterflies, or did you feel angry, or did you feel, what did you feel? And as we started exploring some of those sort of unusual feelings that he had not sort of entertained the words for, couldn't connect the words and the feeling, and oh, so that's what that means. Oh, frustration. Oh, that's nervousness. Oh, that's fear. Oh, you know, and what aspect of fear? When you can explore those things together, getting to know each other through all of those things, putting words to certain feelings that I found that us women seem to be very articulate in the emotional side of things, which men aren't necessarily fully equipped that way, and that's why we get to walk together on the earth and share those things with them. And so, you know, Rodney would often say, oh, so that's what that is. Yeah, that's what that is. So just next time you hear, feel that, that's potentially what that is. So those things were really, they were huge. They were huge in our relationship, and I know that they you know, lots of men clients that I've dealt with, it seems to come up again and again and again, but they don't understand that sort of articulated word, or that they're used to in their logic, what the emotion is with that and how that all flows and how that connects, and then how do we respond with that, how to react with it.
Wow, so well said. And we're like almost out of time, but I have to ask you this. How empowering is it for you to do what you do and then to have written this book?
Oh, I feel really blessed. I feel like this book has flowed through me. So here I am talking to you on the other side of the world, which just amazes me, and thank you very much for us inviting me and us. This book has been a privilege to be able to share, and if the whole world got a hold of this, oh my goodness, how could it change? It would change so many relationships on this earth.
Yep, yeah. I love it, and it's a perfect place to end this. This is why you have to get this book, How to Get Your Partner to Listen to You. Carrie Schuster, thank you so much. Rodney Elson, thanks for being along for the ride too and throwing in your two cents. It was valuable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is in our virtual green room. He's a TEDx speaker, a relationship building expert, an author and innovator, a structural integration therapist. I love that title. And he's the creator of Beck Balance Wellness Workshops and so much more, the founder of Give Beck. Here's what I like. He teaches people how to transform relationships through service to others. And he really did it. He lived it. I said it going into the break. Can you imagine getting rid of all of your possessions, going to every single state, and doing service for a person, a family in every single state, not asking for anything except for that the people pay it forward? And that's exactly what he did. James Beck, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and we talked about what you did, and I want to give a little bit of the background to this story. Why did you do this in the first place? If you wind the clock back, 10-plus years ago, what drove you to do what you did?
I found myself opposite in the way a lot of people find themselves. Instead of at a bad place, I found myself in a very good place at the top of a mountain, at the peak of my decision. But then I looked around and I found that I climbed the wrong mountain. And I wasn't happy. My relationships were falling apart from neglect. I was around a lot of people. I was lonely. I was making money and I, you know, had good business stuff going, but it just didn't seem to have any meaning or fulfillment. And I felt like I had an idea and that I'd been playing with for actually several years, about a decade. I'd been working on it, on how to rewire the mind. And I'd written a book and I was like, okay, are you really legit do you really know this, or are you just brilliant in your bedroom and just going to talk about it on dinner parties all the time? And so it was like either put up or shut up. And so it was kind of a reckoning when I was December 1st, 2010. I was looking at myself in the mirror after I got out of the shower, and I was naked, you know, when you're just all the flaws are just right there in front of you. And I was like, you know, you don't fool me. You sling this and you make your life look good on the outside, but you don't fool me. And I wanted to look at myself in the mirror and be proud and like have that glint in your smile to where you're happy with the way your choices are. And it was like, you know, I just realized that I needed to change everything around. So what do you do when you want to become a better man or a new human? You have to press the reset button. So it was also the one thing that I felt like every person that I knew, I grew up in a very religious household, but it was also like, you know, maybe it wasn't the best examples always of what faith could be like, but it was that renunciation of possessions that I thought, you know, if I could do that and I could live in a state of service, that would prove to me that at least I'm not a fraud. At least my belief system is legit, and it would teach me what I need to learn, you know, kind of set me off and reset things on the right path. So that's why I did it.
You do this, and then you come out of it after going to all these states and meeting all these different people and doing various things to help people. That had to be an incredible game changer for you, life changing, was it, obviously?
Well, it was. It was, you know, every week or every new week, it was a new experience, a new family. I couldn't rest on my life or my possessions. It was almost like destroying my mind. Like I couldn't rest on any of the habits that I had before. I had to truly live and just be giving and loving and hope that that was enough. Hope that humanity is good enough to where it would, like, you know, if humans are good, then this will work. And if they're not, then I'm up a creek. But betting everything on service, it was one of those things that I was looking at. Okay, every religion, the apex of being a yogi, being a Christian, being, you know, Jewish religion, Islam, you have Hindu, they talk about service and protect and serve police or the military going into the service. And I thought, well, what if I just reverse engineered it and instead of getting there one day, start there and immerse my whole life in it? What type of human would I become if that's what my primary focus was versus later on down the road? And it has completely transformed everything. I mean, my life is amazing. I feel like I want to tell everyone, like, hey, instead of talking in a religious fashion to where a lot of people are like, you have to do this, I wish people could hear my tone and say, you have to do this. It's amazing how it transforms everything. It's like a royal way to exist, and relationships are better. Opportunities are better. Everything aligns and flows in a direction to where I don't have to work at doing something. You feel like the powers that be in the universe is working and conspiring in your favor.
Yeah, and now you take that giving and you teach people and organizations how to use that mindset, that service mindset, to build and maintain and grow and repair relationships. And it has to have just an incredible effect, I would imagine, a ripple effect.
So what I do is I teach companies how to transform their corporate culture into a cooperative community by using service. And kind of using the principles that were distilled throughout the country. You know, every state taught me at least one great lesson, if not 3, 4, 5, 10. But as, you know, you grow and you transform, you recognize patterns that are universal with humans. And it has nothing to do with individual people or experiences, but you kind of feel those flows. And then now, being able to work with, and started off working with the military and helping with, they have some challenges with PTSD and rewiring the brain and removing some of that trauma. And I grew up in a foster home. I'm not a foster child, but I have 38 foster sisters and 11 foster brothers, and they're very intense upbringing. So there was an internal goal when I launched out on this journey, because I was used to having a lot of anxiety myself. And if I'm going to rewire my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have two goals, an internal one and an external one. And the internal one was to remove my anxiety, PTSD, from childhood experiences. And then the external goal was to, you know, create this larger-than-life game, so to speak. I feel like when we play, we seek difficult things to do. You know, we do hard things. You know, when we play, we slay the dragon. When we play our video games, or when we play, we run to a point of exhaustion for a point. Like, literally, we play games for a point, and killing our bodies. And when we play, as human beings, we play to save the day. And so how do we encourage our race to play again together, to be children again together? And so usually it takes serving together. And so I learned, as I went around the country, experiencing how when you serve another human being and you just give them time without any attachment to the time, and you just like, hey, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you clean my baseboards? Sure. Can you clean my garage? Sure. Can you babysit my kids? Sure. Like, here, you have these days. And then they come back and you did a good job. I found that I never once tried to tell people what I thought or believed. In fact, I intentionally tried to avoid it. But I found that almost always on the second day, and universally by the third day, when you serve someone and you just give them time, they're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. What do you believe? This is so cool. And they're like, give me some of that belief, instead of we get stuck into trying to proselytize and push what we think. I think if we were just to say, look at faith and religion and realize that it's more ability than it is obligation, I think things would change towards the better.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this. What a great human being. You can find out more about James Beck by going to givebeck.com. All roads are there with what he does and how you could hire him or how you could buy his book or any of that kind of stuff and more on his story. Thanks, James.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Just amazing to think about paying it forward. Like he said, the things that he did, could you do that? And then the reaction to the people when he did those things, like saying cleaning the baseboards and whatever it was, clean my garage. Just an amazing story, an amazing guy. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.